Her hand moved lower on Ben's back and began to work on a sore under the waistband of his shorts. He found her touch there a little disconcerting, but he didn't stop her. The sore did need to be dressed, after all. Ben tried to focus on their conversation.
Stick with the man who killed my mother? Have you been breathing coolant fumes?
Your mother did attack Lord Kaidus first, Tahiri pointed out. She threatened him in the lobby of the Senate.
Because he's a Sith, Ben replied. Because he was working with Lumaya.
Whom your father murdered in cold blood, Tahiri replied.
My father made a mistake, Ben protested. Look, whatever it is you want, whatever it is you think Jason can give you, you're not gonna get it.
You're sure? Tahiri asked.
Her hand remained beneath the waistband of Ben's shorts, but began to drift up toward his hip.
What is it that I want, Ben?
Tahiri?
Her hands reached his hip bone, and her fingers began to drift over.
Yes.
You wouldn't be trying to seduce me, would you?
Ben, that's a terrible thing to say.
Tahiri's hand remained beneath the waistband of his shorts.
You're only 14. Still a boy, really.
She lifted her finger, raising the waistband.
Aren't you?
I'm a Jedi Knight, Ben countered. And I don't have any pressure sores up there.
So you don't.
Tahiri used a fingertip to trace a circle on his flesh.
Okay, let's say I'm trying to seduce you.
You have to admit it's a lot nicer way than torture to,
inquire about the coordinates of the Jedi base.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that.
So?
Tahiri slid her hand down his hip.
What do you think? Could it work?
Ben closed his eyes. He opened his eyes and looked over his shoulder toward Tahiri.
You're too nice to be a Sith. They enjoy torture.
Tahiri let out her breath.
I'm learning, Ben.
She grabbed the waistband of his shorts and stretched it outward as far as it would go.
Just remember, I tried. Whatever happens next is on you.
Tahiri let the band snap back, directly atop a pressure sore on Ben's back. His mouth opened in pain, but he did not scream. He also resisted the temptation to whirl on her, so he remained facing the wall, waiting for the needle jab or electric shock or the blow to the head that would send him sinking back into oblivion. Instead, the locks on Ben's remaining two manacles clicked open, and a set of fluorescent green overalls came flying at him.
Put that on, Tahiri ordered. I'm tired of looking at those disgusting sores.
Ben rolled around and saw a pair of black armored GAG troopers standing in his cell door, both wearing full face visors and pointing riot class stun rifles in his direction. Tahiri was standing now, a lightsaber in her hand.
You guys know this isn't going to work, don't you?
Ben asked, pushing his legs into the green suit.
If your torture droid couldn't crack me, you aren't going to.
The two guards glanced at each other. Then one said,
Lieutenant, GAG doesn't use torture droids.
Ben recognized his voice as that of Corporal Weirlin, who had been on the raid with him when he had killed his first man.
You know that.
The traitor is a prisoner, not a lieutenant, Tahiri said. And guards do not discuss hallucinations or anything else with prisoners, especially Jedi prisoners. Is that clear?
Weirlin straightened.
Yes, ma'am. Sorry, ma'am.
Tahiri waited for Ben to finish putting on his fluorescent green prisoner suit, then had Weirlin secure him in shock shackles and stun cuffs. After testing her remote by dropping Ben to his knees with a powerful electric shock, she finally motioned him through the cell door. Outside, Ben found himself standing on a mesh catwalk, flanked by long rows of dimly lit cells with front walls of one-way transparisteel. Inside each cell, a single Bothan, shaved completely furless, sat or lay on a durasteel bunk, staring at the floor or ceiling or wall with an expression utterly devoid of hope.
The Bothan assassins, Tahiri explained. They just keep coming, sometimes dozens a day. Darth Kaidus had to open an entire wing just for them.
You mean he doesn't just execute them?
Ben asked, surprised.
Oh, he will. Tahiri said. But he doesn't want to do anything that might detract from Admiral Boitu's concentration right now.
Ben glanced around, awed by the immensity of the cell block.
There must be 1,000 units here, Ben said.
Tahiri nodded.
More. And Kaidus has already ordered another wing to be prepared. But enough stalling. We have our own unpleasantness to attend to.